Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Marcos. And actually, I just started recording. I didn't want to overthink it. I think the problem when it comes to making any kind of content, whether it's video or audio, like I am right now, is that we want to nail the delivery. We want it to be perfect. And that's one thing I do a lot. I do a lot of retakes. I want to nail down the exact words. I want to avoid all the ums and uhs. And just get to the point. And that's not often easy. That's why you see a lot of YouTubers, they have a lot of jump cuts. And that's not bad because it makes the video look much faster paced and it makes it more interesting. There's only maybe one or two YouTubers I know that can talk and not do any jump cuts and they can make the video really interesting. One of them is the guy from The Art of Photography. He has this special ability to just talk to a camera. He doesn't stumble. He doesn't say ums and uhs, and everything he says is like super interesting. But here he's the rare exception. For people like me, we have to chunk down our ideas and just, I guess, say what we want to say in little chunks. And that helps us do the deliveries and not, actually what was happened to me in the past. I want to nail down everything I want to say in one take and I can't do it. I just forget everything. I can't really transition from one thought to the next. So it's better to chunk it down. Anyways, did I give myself an introduction? I don't remember. This is the Creative Work Podcast. And today this is not what I want to talk about. I just went off tangent, but what I want to talk about is, does video quality matter? And this is a new idea for me because I thought video quality was everything. If people see that you're producing beautiful pictures, they're going to want to hire you. They're going to look up to you and they're going to follow you, because I know that I follow a lot of people that can produce beautiful pictures. So when this idea came to me that, hey, as a business owner, as a video creator, I have to think myself, first of all, as a marketer, not as a video creator. That's a whole new idea. And I'm realizing that it's true. Because as a videographer, you have this technical ability. But in order to run a successful business, you have to think about the people you're selling to. And that's business owners. So you got to learn about marketing. You got to learn about advertisement and all this stuff that business owners worry about. They don't worry about video quality. It doesn't really matter to them. What they care about is whether the video, what they're going to pay for, is that going to drive more sales? Is it going to create more time for them? Is it going to make them an authority? Are people going to look to them as the go-to person? And that's why video quality is not as important. They care about the other things that actually make money. That's the primary concern. Is it going to make money? Is it going to free their time? And are they going to build a clientele or a fan base that's more loyal to their brand? So I think quality, it is important, but not as important as we think it is as creatives. And this is something I've had to rewire myself to think differently. And it's difficult because, I love pretty pictures. I love producing a good color graded image. I love the dynamic range and all that good stuff. But now I'm having to scale back and learn a new skill that I didn't think about at the beginning. And I guess this is fine. This is part of the learning process. If you're trying to make a living doing video work, then I hate to break it to you, but you've been spending too much time on getting the latest and greatest gear when that's not necessarily what you need to learn. You probably need to learn more about how to market yourself, how to speak to business owners, how to communicate with them in the way they understand, so you can justify higher prices. If you don't know how to tuck money and justify your cost and be confident about it, then you're going to have a hard time making a living doing video production. So this podcast, I think I would love to make this more, I guess I want to move into a daily schedule and do a daily breakdown, because it's going to help me improve with my speaking skills since I'm not the best at it. And also it's going to help me with creating more YouTube videos. So as far as quality goes, I still plan to keep it high, but not as high as I used to do before. Why? Because I'm probably going to produce, sorry about that. I'm going to produce more videos per week And that means I'm going to have to save time with, but by not doing the highest quality. But what I plan to focus on more is providing high quality, the high quality content. I guess I want the words that I speak or the things I talk about to have a lot of value. And maybe I'm going to keep them down to like 2 minutes, videos that are 2 minutes long, or maybe just create a 2 minute video every Monday or something like that, just to get me on a roll. Because if I overthink about this, then I'm not going to do anything. And also with this podcast, I'm probably going to make a podcast every day for 5 minutes, and it's just going to be a one take kind of deal. I think that's a good plan. It's going to help me plan better, deconstruct what I'm doing right, what I'm doing wrong, and just get me on a habit of producing more content and without trying to perfect every little thing I say. And also the quality of the video itself, I have to learn that it's not the most important thing. Sometimes what triumphs is the consistency, the amount of stuff you put out. That's what YouTube, if we're talking about YouTube or even with building an audience anywhere, they want to see that you're showing up. And the more you do it, I think that for the most part, it just creates a reliance in who you are as a brand, as a person. So that's my plan. All right. So I've spoken long enough. I'm running out of breath, and that's something that's going to have to come with time. If I keep doing this more, I know I'm going to be able to speak what's on top of my head and not run out of breath. All right. So as always, thank you for listening, and I'll see you guys on the next episode.